According to the Vice President of Advocacy for the American Cancer Society, Blair Horner, the good news is deaths are down in New York State about 1%. That's about 200 more people than last year that are now cancer survivors. But with nearly 9,000 deaths last year alone, lung cancer remains the deadliest cancer. But according to Horner, it's also the most preventable.
New York State has basically defunded its advertising program in the budget, and thus people don't know it exists. The ads that we see are largely driven by what the feds are putting out, and New York State has cut its anti-smoking program funding in half over the last 3 years, 4 years. And so New York has to really earmark the billions of dollars it raises from smokers into programs to help those smokers quit.
He adds the state's Department of Health plans to launch a federally funded Medicaid incentives program that will encourage smokers to quit. Lashay Agnew, WXXI News.